Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Many economists will tell you that once tax day has come and gone, consumers tend to relax their wallets and notch up spending a little. Will that be the case again this year, or will the uncertainties surrounding potential new policies from Washington keep a lid on things? Frank Heffner is director of the Office of Economic Analysis. He joins us by phone from his office at the College of Charleston. Frank, welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you for having me.
So, tax day has come and gone. Is your wallet loosening up a little?
Well, no, I'm married, so it's already been taken care of. And, you know, in actual fact, I'm not too sure I'd agree with that statement. We did have an extra couple of days, thanks to the holidays, to file our income tax, and I don't recall anyone telling me that they felt a lot richer because they had those extra days, or now the tax day is over, that they feel as if they can spend more than they did in the past. I think a lot of people, since they use withholding taxes as a form of forced savings, are looking forward to those refund checks if they have them coming. And that might provide a little bit of a bump, but I don't think that that's going to really do much for us one way or the other. What really matters to the average person is every 2 weeks that take-home pay that they deposit in their bank account. That's kind of what they're spending. So I don't think we're going to see people going out and having a heyday at the market today.
Well, let's talk about a possibility of uncertainties maybe restricting spending. We have seen a Trump bump, you know, in the stock market, and the economic numbers seem to be looking good. What is your view there?
I think I've said this before. A lot of the economic numbers that are looking good now were in place well before the election. I mean, the economy has been improving. Certainly, if you look at South Carolina with unemployment rate regularly under 5% now, the question is how much lower can we actually go given our labor issues? It's not clear that much since the last 100 days, since the election, has done anything to modify any of that except for the uncertainty. And where you see this mostly is in that part of the economy that responds quickly and dramatically to news, and that, of course, is the stock market. And so with the anticipation of great things to come, the market took off like a rocket. And now it's kind of settling down, and it's going up and down as it should based on earnings reports that are coming out and other key numbers. But as far as the economy in terms of both state and nationally, things that matter to the average person on the street, which is, one, will I still have a job? Those trends have been in place and will continue for a while, no matter what the policy uncertainty is doing right now. So I don't see that that's going to affect us too much at this point.
How about interest rates? That's another area that the average person keeps an eye on, and rates have been inching higher.
Right. The standard rule of thumb, especially if you look at like the housing market, for example, is that when mortgage rates go down, people will buy houses. And mortgage rates have indeed been low for quite some time, and the housing market is finally picking up, thank goodness, and people are buying. But the real issue for most people is not just mortgage rates, but it's the combination of house payment combined with take-home salary. And that's what makes or breaks the deal for most people. So even at low interest rates, without salary increases, it's going to be hard for people to get into the market. Minor increases in the interest rates not going to stop people from buying a house if they're ready to buy it and they have the income.
Well, Frank, we've got just a minute left. Mm-hmm. Anything on the horizon that could bring some concern to your economic forecast?
Well, yes. And, you know, at this point, the uncertainty issue is it's not that it's not there. It is important. It's affecting financial markets. It's got to be affecting long-term business plans because nobody knows what tax policy is going to look like. No one knows what health care policy is going to look like. And at this point, the international scene is pretty fluid and dynamic. So good luck making a five-year forecast on capital spending and new factories. But indeed, business has to do that, and they will continue. So, yes, the Volvo plant here in Charleston is being built and will continue to be built, basically, because it's been put in place some time ago. So those kinds of projects will probably continue and just generally will improve the overall outlook for the state of South Carolina.
Frank, thanks so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you. Enjoy talking to you.
Frank Heffner is Director of Office of Economic Analysis at the College of Charleston. We will have a link to his office posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.